Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello. Friday. Look at that.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning.
Good morning.
Jimmy is ruining my life. That candle.
Of course his candle that we made for him has to be the worst smelling thing. Like, I walked over by your desk to get my headphones this morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, where is it? Where is it? Because it smells so strong, like Jimmy's apartment.
Yeah.
They really nailed it. They really, like the Prairie Rose candle.
Yeah.
They captured Jimmy in a candle. And it wasn't even near your desk. It was in here in a locked safe.
No, I did that.
Oh, okay.
Because I walked in the building and I could smell it when I walked in. The whole building smells like his ass. And
we've made a huge mistake.
We made a huge mistake with this
candles.
Like, it's sitting next to our candles, and all you can't.
It's probably going to take over because mine smells like chicken. It's quite nice. Yours is beer.
Mine's beer.
With kind of a perfumey smell to it.
We have to talk to her about putting it in some kind of a bag or something. So I found what I did was I was like, oh, we can't have this. I didn't even think of it yesterday, but we just stuck the candles in our area, like,
yeah,
just in my cubicle, the locker room area.
Yeah.
And it's completely dominated the entire building.
It's like taking a life of its own.
Yeah.
It needs to be transported in like how they transport nuclear waste.
Well, I have that cooler. And that's what I put it in.
Yeah.
So just to sort of see.
Working, but it's probably getting stronger.
All I can
feeding
smell
off of our candles
and taste right now is that stupid candle.
It's kind of a cheesy,
just brutal.
So buy our candles when they're available.
That's what we're saying.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with me. It might be the new house or something.
With your dreams?
Lots of changes in my life.
Yeah.
So I think that probably has a lot to do with it.
Lots on your mind,
so
maybe?
Type this in.
Okay.
I dreamt that a coworker saw me naked.
You gotta tell us which one.
I don't know if I'm ready to reveal that.
Why did I dream a naked coworker?
No, I dreamt that a coworker saw me naked. Actually, specifically,
your boss
watched me shower. It was a very vivid memory. Like, I. Does it say anything?
Dreaming about someone. Like watching you shower. Dream about someone watching you shower as a signal for enjoyment and tranquility at home. You are feeling emotionally overpowered or emotionally threatened. You want to stray from your significant other. Your dream states harmony, protection, warmth, and pleasant and comfortable circumstances. You feel you are alone in the world. But nothing about your coworker there.
There's nothing about showering, getting caught showering by your coworker?
Nothing about that.
I didn't have this dream last night. I had it the other night. And I woke up and I was like, I'm going to talk to the guys about this. But my first thought was I was going to send a note to the person that I was dreaming about that caught me showering. And then I legitimately, because this person doesn't work. She doesn't work here anymore.
Okay.
But it's somebody that I have worked with, like that I used to work with.
But she used to work here and doesn't work here.
No. Oh, hold on. And
Melissa Wright?
No. Anyway,
dreaming of taking a shower as a symbol of healing, cleansing of our thoughts, feelings, and minds, but nothing about being watched by a coworker.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, so I legitimately, yesterday, I had it. I wrote it down. I was like, okay, we got to talk about this because the guys will find this funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I totally forgot. But I was, when I was writing it down to talk about, I was also contemplating an email to the person that I was dreaming about watching me shower. And then I would, just before I hit send, I was like, I can't send this.
This is going to be really weird.
She's going to be really creeped out by this.
That's a really bad idea. I'm glad I caught myself.
That's a really weird dream.
Can you imagine getting an email from somebody at like 5 o'clock in the morning?
I had a dream that you were watching me shower last night. I'd be like, please never email me again.
I said it out loud.
Lose this number.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so there's nothing in there.
Nothing about a coworker watching you shower, no.
All right. We've learned nothing this morning.
Oh, wait, here. So if you dream about someone watching you shower, it usually shows that you have a problem and you need freedom. So you need freedom from a problem. Maybe it's a problem with coworkers and you need freedom from it.
Well, I don't have any issues with coworkers.
They might have a few with you.
Always me. This is the theme with Jimmy. Write it down.
Were they in the shower with you?
No, no. They were just sort of in the room watching me. And it was not sexual. This did not turn me on at all. I was actually quite bothered by it.
Yeah.
And I wanted them to leave because I wanted to finish up.
Right.
But they weren't. They were just sort of lingering.
Hmm.
Yeah. It wasn't a pleasant dream at all.
No?
No. No, not at all. We're not getting any help with my dream.
No, we're not.
But a coworker watching me shower.
And Grant and I are just trying to figure out which one.
So, they weren't naked.
They were fully clothed.
They were fully clothed.
Were they in a chair?
No.
Standing there?
No, they were just in the room. And again, it was awkward. It wasn't sexual. So, the person that that was watching me shower, I'm not attracted to either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have a physical attraction for this person. Right? So that's, so Rob the Dick's comment is pointless. Yeah.
I thought, but maybe, his comments,
because a lot of people
can
break down dreams and they have a better idea.
So if we break it down in pieces, dreams about being watched can be interpreted as a symbol of being judged. So you feel like you're being judged.
Yeah.
And if someone sees you in the shower, it says you have a problem and you need freedom from it.
Okay.
I thought he already got freedom. I'm taking the bus to work. You're already in the midst of freedom.
Oh, was it Jimmy watching you shower?
No, it was not Jimmy watching me shower.
That would be terrifying.
Yes.
For me as well.
3, 2
The Locker Room's Midget at the Movies.
I shall call him Mimi.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
I just had a thought. This isn't going to work right now. There's no kid.
There's no kids up right now listening.
No,
no, but parents that have kids that they're
favorite
movies, or like a movie that's a must watch the kid always watches.
I thought you said to me, you said we're gonna let kids pick
listeners,
my movie.
Kids
we're
pick kids. Your movie for the weekend, but I don't think they're up at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, not normal kids. All right, so because he thought Jimmy would get a break from kids. This is what, because he needs a break
from horror movies.
From bad movies movies.
October's over, and so he wanted something light to start the month out with.
All right, well, we'll throw it out there. Maybe there is a kid up that's, I don't know, going to hockey practice or something like that. What's your favorite movie? So that was the idea this morning, was that we were going to let a kid pick Jimmy's movie. So anybody under the age of what? I don't know, 15, 16?
I can give you Nora's.
Okay, what's Nora's?
Encanto.
What's Encanto?
It's a Pixar Mexican one.
Okay.
It's actually really good.
Well, you're Mexican. That'll work.
Yeah.
We'll write that down. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
There we go. Good job, Grant.
Encanto.
If anybody else is listening that's got kids, what's their favorite movie? Or if they want to pick a movie for Jimmy, 780-989-0957. Text it in.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, we got a couple of things colliding here. We're doing the Midget at the Movies thing. Plus, we still got people trying to figure out my dream for me. We're going to chat with Morgan in a minute. You told me she's got a breakdown on my dream?
Yeah, she sent in a really great breakdown, so we'll give her a phone call.
Okay, and have we got any movies that interest you that
actually
have been texted in?
One of the most common ones that have come in is actually the Minions.
Yeah, the Minions movies.
Have you seen the Minions?
No.
Okay, that's not bad.
Monsters, Inc. has come in, which is an older one, but...
You've seen Monsters, Inc.
Great movie.
A John long Goodman. Time ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Billy Crystal. Also, Big Hero 6 came in.
But that's Minions is actually, Big Hero 6 is one of my daughter's, Bluebird's, favorite movies.
I've never seen it.
She loves that movie.
Never seen it.
Okay. All right. So we got a couple to choose from. And like I said, we're going to switch gears here. We're going to go back to my dream analysis. That's coming up.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Calling Morgan.
Morgan had a breakdown of your dream.
Okay, good.
It was quite good.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, Morgan?
Good, how are you?
Good. So you sent a text and you broke down my dream. I had a dream the other night where a coworker watched me shower.
Yeah.
What's your thought?
I think that your coworker, because they're kind of insignificant to you, just represents your workplace in general. And then the fact that you're naked and you don't really like that you're naked and being looked at is that you're being judged by your workplace. What do you think?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate this, Morgan. Thank you.
Or he's just, I'm here for more dream tips in the future.
Or he's just developing a new fetish and he wants people to see him shower.
See, it wasn't...
I don't think so. I mean, that sounds like a more fun answer, but I don't think so.
I wasn't turned on by this. That's why it's so...
Yeah.
Plus, if I would have been turned on by it, if it was something that I probably would not have contemplated emailing that person.
True.
Probably not. That lets you know that it's genuinely innocent.
All right. Thank you, Morgan. Yeah. I appreciate this.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
So there is a conversation right now about the possibility of Ryan Reynolds buying the Ottawa Senators. Everybody I've heard talk about this has said that this is something they think might actually happen.
Yeah. Well, he owns that soccer team.
Yeah.
And he's loaded. In Wales, he's loaded. Obviously, he wouldn't be able to buy the team by himself, but he'd be like the face of it.
Yeah.
You know, there's always partners behind the scenes, and then he's the face of it.
They say he has... this is what people can... This is what the information you can get online, is that he has access to $150 million cash, but is worth over $1 billion.
Mm. His net worth? Or yeah.
Because he has the gin company, Aviation. He has a cell phone company, Mint, I think it's called. He owns the soccer team. He owns the land and the stadium the soccer team is on.
Oh, does he?
There's a couple of other things that he's got his hands on. He's got a production company now that does a bunch of work. Obviously, he's done some blockbuster movies that he still makes money from. Yeah, the guy's not hurting for cash.
Yeah.
But still,
it's a lot of money to drop.
Yeah. I saw that yesterday, the announcement of Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z. Possibly buying
the Commanders.
The Commanders.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z might be teaming up to buy the Commanders. Again, like Jay-Z used to own the Brooklyn Nets, right?
Did he?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He owned the Brooklyn Nets, but he had to sell them because he started an agency for players. So like a sports management. So you're not allowed to own a team if you're managing basketball players and negotiating their salaries and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he was like the face of it. Like he had a small share. Kind of like, I think that's how Mario Lemieux might be for the Penguins too.
Yeah. I mean, there's groups of people that own a lot of these franchises, but because there's so much money involved.
Jeff Bezos could just buy it outright.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the fact that Jeff Bezos, I think Jeff Bezos would want the Jay-Z connection, right? Because it makes him a little cooler.
I was just going to say, Jeff Bezos strikes me as the type of guy that wants to be cooler, right? Like, he seems like he's not happy being one of the richest men in the world. He also wants to be seen as cool.
Yes,
and so
exactly. So he could. You're right. He could. Yeah. He could walk in there and scratch a check off right now for the team. But maybe if I do it with Jay-Z, maybe
it's crazy to see the difference
maybe
between
the ladies will think I'm
value of sports franchises. Like,
yeah.
So Ryan Reynolds buying the Senators, they're saying they have a value of about $600 million.
Yeah,
and the Commanders, who are not even a good football team, have a $5.6 billion value.
The NFL franchises are,
it's crazy. I mean, Amazon paid $11 billion to broadcast those terrible Thursday games.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, what the sports stuff. Baseball, I think baseball might be worse.
Yeah,
from an owner, like money wise.
Yeah,
actually, no. What's the most expensive team? I think it's an NFL team. That's a quick Google.
Most expensive North American?
Most expensive team in North America. Sports franchise. I bet you it's probably the Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I was just saying, you want to take bets? I bet it's the Cowboys up the Yankees. Okay, so Cowboys, 5.5. Yankees, 5. And then the Knicks and the Lakers.
The Knicks and the Lakers. So basketball's up there, too. Huh? That's interesting.
Cruise news.
City administration has released the proposed operating budget for 2023-2026. The sound you hear is not Locke duct taping Jimmy, but sealing the Jimmy smelling candle into a bag inside of a cooler. Anyways, it's the second of four proposed operating budgets the council will consider. This one covers day-to-day expenses, roads, transit, fire, police, rec centers. If this is the proposed budget that they choose, it calls for an annual property tax rate increase of 3.9% each year. That's a jump from this year where homeowners paid 1.9% and 0% the year before because of the pandemic. The city said that increase would mean a household would pay $718 for every $100,000 of their assessed home value. According to the mayor, the average home in Edmonton is assessed at $415,000, which breaks down to $8 a day in taxes, which they were trying to sell as it's not that bad, $8 a day, but come on. That's a Wendy's breakfast. Deputy Prime Minister, that's a lot of money.
It's
a lot of money.
They're going to get a backlash on this big time. 3.9%.
Because yeah,
no one's wages are going up either.
Nobody's wages going up 3.9%.
No. All you're doing is you're just making everybody's lives more difficult. Yeah. You really have to pay. Again, I don't want to harp on this, but this is the same group that wants to add $700 billion worth of bike lanes to the... I got an idea. This is going to be crazy. Take the money you were going to spend on bike lanes.
Yeah.
And give everybody a tax. This bag isn't working.
No?
I can still smell
still
the candle.
Smell the candle.
Do we need $1 billion... worth of bike lanes, more bike lanes in the city? Or would we all benefit more from less taxes?
A tax break. It's not how they think.
Don't you need scooter lanes? Like, you need the scooter lanes.
Just throwing that out there. Maybe don't do the bike lanes. And then you don't have to raise our taxes by 16% in the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Cruz.
Morning, guys. I was just listening to your update about the tax increase and the bike lanes, and I'm not going to give you my name. I am just a very disgruntled citizen. Are you guys familiar with the Victoria Park Promenade downtown?
Is that the one
that overlooks the golf course?
Oh, yeah.
Overlooks
okay.
The golf course.
Have you seen it lately?
No, I haven't been down there.
Well, we used to live down there, and it was such a beautiful walk. but now they put a bike lane in there, and probably every 5 feet there's one of those
signs,
bright green and white posts, plus a bajillion signs, because apparently bike culture doesn't know where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And they've totally ruined it. Like, it was probably one of the nicest walks in the city, and it's just gross now. It looks so tacky.
I know exactly where you're talking about. Yeah,
I think I do, too.
I used to live right next to it.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the breakdown on the next bike lane proposal, because I saved it, because I couldn't believe
it. I'm all for bike lanes, as long as those that subscribe to bike culture follow the rules like us motorists do.
But
they kind of seem to think that, you know what, I'm on a bike, I have the right of way every single place I go.
Yeah.
Even over a pedestrian.
My problem with cyclists, not to turn this into a session, but is that they want to be both pedestrians and cars.
Yeah.
So they get to a four-way, they roll up to a four-way stop, and even though you're there first, they're like, no, we're pedestrians, we're going, and they go out in front of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Plus, they got all those nerdy hand signs.
There's so much more we can spend on.
I don't speak bike dork.
I think what ends up, you don't want to use your name, that's fine, but can I call you Sarah?
It's a little too close.
And I will wear, in this instance, I will use that name proudly.
All right, Sarah. This is my issue with the whole thing with bike lanes is I think what has happened in Edmonton is you have a segment of the population that doesn't want to be, what's the best way of putting it? You have people in Edmonton that aren't comfortable with being from Edmonton. They want to be Vancouverites. So what they
go to Vancouver.
Yeah, well, that's just it. So they're trying to make Edmonton something that it isn't, rather than just embracing what we are, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's the bigger issue. And I think that's why there is this push. And listen, it's winter here, quite a few months of the year. If we have bike lanes in the River Valley, I am all for that. But impeding traffic downtown, adding more bike lanes, making it even, it's very confusing to get around this city with what we already have. And they're going to more than double what we already have with it's the proposed plan. And I just think it's a mistake. And again, the tax increases that they're proposing to move forward with are all about getting those things they think they need so that they can make this city something that they want it to be, so that we're not labeled what they don't like us to be labeled. That's very confusing, but that's the sense that I get.
I concur.
Yes. This is a beautiful city. We're a great city. Like, let's just settle into that and be comfortable with that, right?
Yeah, but keep our city beautiful, but don't mar it up with those, like, posts everywhere so cyclists know where they're supposed to be, but still don't adhere to that.
Listen, we have to let you
go.
You
know what? When I'm driving my vehicle,
Sarah, I'm responsible for my
vehicle.
I'm sorry. We have to go. I'm sorry.
Okay, bye, guys. Have a good day.
Take care.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay. I feel a bit better.
You feeling okay?
I feel a little bit better. I got rid of the candle.
We're supposed to be trying to sell these things, man.
I'm so triggered by smells.
You know how we sell it is you buy the package, you get your candle and my candle. They smell delightful. You get Jimmy's candle, and you use it to prank somebody. You put it in somebody's car. You put it in somebody's house without them knowing. That's what you do with Jimmy's candles. You prank somebody with it.
Or if you have a kid that you want to move out, put it in their room.
Too much of a risk.
Or if somebody gets caught for terrorism and we want to punish them.
Put them in a jail cell with it.
I'm sorry I chose that.
My whole morning, candle. I've just been like, I can't.
You're very bothered by smells, too.
I am
and
very.
So once it's in your nostrils,
that's all you smell.
It's not going away.
We We got the candles delivered yesterday, but literally the last 30 minutes we were here.
Yeah.
We smelt them. There's a video up on our Facebook, mine specifically,
yeah,
of us like getting a whiff of the candles. We should probably set this up again. So we're working with Prairie Rose Candle Company, and we wanted to do locker room candles. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we got one that smells like beer. That's mine. We got one that smells like chicken. That's Grant. We got one that smells like the Den of Sadness. That's Jimmy's.
Jimmy's apartment.
So she did up these candles and then dropped them off for us yesterday. And I took the candles. I left them in the brown paper bag that they came in, and I put them just in our corner of the building here. I came in this morning at 5 o'clock this morning. I'm surprised there wasn't like some kind of an email sent out from the
bomb squad.
Yeah, like it was.
There's
awful.
Going to be with a strange package in the hallway.
So I came in this morning. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
All I can smell is Jimmy. That's it. And
really,
I know that
smell.
I know that smell because I've been to his apartment.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it. So anyway, I took it. I found a cooler that we had. Somebody dropped off beer and we kept the cooler. I put that in there. And then I was like, I need to remove this from our workspace because mm-hmm. this is going to upset coworkers. So I brought it in here. And then this morning, all morning, all I can smell is this ass candle.
Well, I came in and I went to our corner to get my headphones and candle wasn't even there anymore, and it overwhelmed me. And I have a poor sense of smell, by the way. Like, and I was like, whoa, that is awful. Where is it? And I couldn't find it. And then you're like, it's in the studio in the cooler. It's not even over there.
So now I've got it in a bag.
It's in a cooler,
yeah,
which is inside of a garbage bag, which has been duct taped closed.
And it's outside.
It's like the Ark of the Covenant in the Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
If anyone opens it, it's...
Anyway, what were our candle names? Mine was Get Lit.
Yours is Get... Is it yours, Get Lit? Mine is Finger Wickin' Good.
And
chicken.
Jimmy's is
Candle of Sadness.
Use it to prank somebody. The money's going to go to the Edmonton Food Bank.
It is for a really good cause.
Yeah.
Okay. It is ruining my life right now,
mm-hmm.
but it's for a good cause. Sometimes there's pain. When you're giving back, sometimes
being
you have
a good person isn't always easy.
Isn't always easy. What's it called again, Jimmy?
Candle of Sadness.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
Don't forget, everybody, our clocks are moving back this weekend. Falling back for reasons that no one's really sure of anymore. Something to do with feeding the cows. I don't know. I think they just want to make sure that the seasonal depression really takes hold. You know? Hey, are you cold right now? You've been shoveling snow all day? Well, good news, because it now also gets dark at 4 p.m. Hello, darkness, my old friend. It's become this talking point for like every new government now, too, because new governments always used to promise to make weed legal. That was their big election issue. We're going to make weed legal. Now Justin Trudeau did it. So the new topic is we're going to get rid of daylight saving. And they put it to a vote, and then it gets voted down because we've always done it. Why would we change now? In my humble opinion, we need to be more like Saskatchewan this weekend. When they tell us to change our clocks, just say no. Refuse to change your clocks this weekend.
Hello, darkness.
And it's called a bunny hug, not a hoodie. The Grant Report is brought to you by Bike Lanes. Are you tired of icy, snow-covered roads? Try riding your bike into work today. The Bike Lanes, guaranteed to be plowed and sanded just hours after every snowfall.
Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, so I tweeted out this video yesterday because I was told by somebody, and we're going to call that person here in a minute. I was told that this was Spruce Grove, Alberta, and it was such a random thing to say that it didn't sink in that he might be screwing with me,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I saw the video again because it's got a ton of views. It's quite entertaining. And it actually looks like, if you look at it, it could be, if you don't really pay attention... It could be.
It's a guy in like a 1981 Camaro.
Yeah.
And his license plate says Leroy.
And he spins up right here onto the street. And then somehow his door comes open and he flies out. And then his car goes flying into another parking lot.
He comes flying out of the street and his car goes off into a parking lot.
It's a very entertaining video. Anyway, if you want to see it, I retweeted it yesterday and said this was apparently Spruce Grove's serious question. Does anyone know who this guy is? Because I thought if it was, maybe somebody locally would see it.
Yeah, might be a cruise listener.
And we could talk to them because he fell out of the car. I'm sorry. It's funny. And I wanted to call the guy and see if, you know.
See if he was okay.
Yeah, no.
You were concerned.
I wanted to phone and make fun of him. Anyway. It's not Spruce Grove.
No.
It's somewhere down in the States.
It's in, like, Georgia.
And I didn't pay attention, like, and everyone's like, commenting on it.
Because in the video, there's, like, an Ace Hardware and a Riley's Auto Parts. And, like, we don't have that in Canada, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's the couple of commenters don't recognize them, you know, road rash comments. And then most of them are like, hey, dummy, it's an Ace Hardware with a U.S. flag flying in front of the store.
Yeah, this big, huge American flag.
So, I just annoyed a bunch of people from Spruce Grove.
You mean it was in Spruce Grove?
You just assumed that Spruce Grove already has defected to the U.S.
So, we're going to call the guy who told me it was Spruce Grove. Because it just was just thrown out there. Hey, yeah, no, this video is from Spruce Grove. Yeah. And I didn't question it.
You just, okay. Yeah, this makes sense.
So when I saw the video again on my timeline, because it's trending, mm-hmm. I'm like, well, maybe somebody from Spruce Grove knows this Leroy guy, and we can get him on the phone.
Leroy.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Hello.
Dean Blundell?
Yeah.
Did you know that video of the guy, Leroy, did you know that that wasn't Spruce Grove?
Yes.
You're such a dick.
I just said it was because I knew that you would snap because you're so protective of Alberta.
Well, no, I sent out a tweet yesterday that said, knows this guy in Spruce Grove, and then everyone starts hauling me out.
Yeah, exactly. I knew, dude, I was like 2 seconds away from replying saying, dude, it's not in Spruce Grove, but I don't care. I want to watch that happen to you.
We just talk to each other
every single day on the show. You don't think it just stops on Twitter, do you? Like, making you look ridiculous by you just doing the work is my favorite thing to watch.
All right. I just needed to clear that up. Thank you.
Yeah, no, he's from St. Albert. Anyway, have a great day.
That's a funny video.
It is, yeah.
It's quite entertaining. Yeah. The guy
you can hear the white snake playing.
And now, Nerd News with James P. White the First.
So, I don't know who this superhero is, for one. Wonder Man, I've never even heard of him.
He's
Marvel. And
he's the bread maker.
He's doing, they're doing a movie. It looks like they're including some guy, Bob Odenkirk.
Some guy, Bob Odenkirk.
I looked, never seen it.
You've never seen his face, though? Saul Goodman, Breaking Bad?
No.
Show with him and David Cross?
That right there probably sums up
why we do Midget at the Movies.
Well, no, not so much that, but I think the difference in the lives that we lead, we get pretty fairly daily examples of it. Like, Jimmy just lives a different existence.
Well, you watched Little Women. He was in Little Women.
He has no idea who Bob Odenkirk is. Bob Odenkirk is probably one of the top 20
comedic actors.
I'd say if you were putting together a list of the most powerful people in Hollywood, you might put him on that list.
Yeah, it started out with Mr. Show. I mean, that show was massive with Bob Odenkirk and David Cross. And I was reading that at the time that he got the character Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad, he was like bankrupt.
Yeah.
He was going through some hard times, and then he saw Goodman, turned it around for him.
He just had that action movie that people are still talking about. Apparently, that was really good. Oh, yeah. I still haven't seen it, where he does the revenge thing, but it's like your typical revenge story, but not...
It's called Nobody, right?
Yeah.
That one, yeah.
But it's not the one you'd think it is. Like, this guy doesn't actually have the tools to do it, no, to do the job.
He's just a regular guy.
Just a regular guy, but just goes on a revenge thing. Yeah. That's remarkable.
So he's going to be a superhero now?
Yeah, Wonder
Man. Oh, he's going to be in Wonder Man.
He's going to be the bread man.
He and is supposedly Wonder Man is the Marvel's longest, oldest characters in comic books. So one of their first.
I've never heard of that.
Me neither, and I'm a nerd.
That's crazy. Wonder Man. There you go.
Everyone's a superhero now.
Everyone.
Or in a superhero movie.
Even Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
We're shooting a little video today. I actually had a moment. Because I was a little bit triggered by the Christmas stuff that I'm seeing, right? Like, I'm seeing a lot of Christmas advertising. I'm seeing a lot of Christmas stuff in the store.
All the decorations around.
Yeah. I was a little bit bothered by it. I was like, I get it. Every year it's earlier and earlier. I was at the Costco, and they got like three aisles dedicated to Christmas stuff already. And I was like,
I get bothered by it when it's before Remembrance Day. It's kind of a thing for me.
Remembrance Day next week. Yeah, it's too early. I understand. Like, the Costco thing makes sense to me. Because people have to start planning ahead, right? So if you need wrapping paper because you're sending gifts overseas or whatever.
Or even it's nice to buy it little bits at a time rather than December. You got to spend all this money at once.
Well, and the other thing too is maybe you need some decorations or like that I can wrap my head around. So I don't get bothered by that. But like the Christmas advertising.
Yeah,
right now it's too early. And am I wrong?
I don't know. When did we used to get the wish book? I'm pretty sure that would have been here by now.
But that's a shopping thing.
Because it used to come early so that you can order it for Christmas.
Do I need to know about your special Christmas drink right now, though? Is that fair? Like, I don't want to be the negative
I'm okay
Nancy
with it.
Here. Okay.
I'm okay with it. I'm a Chevy Chase when it comes to Christmas.
Okay, yeah, you're a bit like that, right?
Yeah.
What if we started playing Christmas music right now?
I hate Christmas music. I never want to hear Christmas music.
The only Christmas song that...
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, I'm good with Christmas music.
Because I've gotten about... Because I'm the music director here.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm exaggerating. I bet you I've seen in the last 2 weeks... 100+ emails with Christmas songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's too much for me.
I've never been into the Christmas music.
I think it should be a rule
for Christmas music.
It should be a
music.
Law. Like, you can't do anything Christmas-wise. I don't want to see... Nobody gets to see anything Christmas until December. Mm-hmm. December 1st. And then I can wrap my head around it.
Or at least last week in November.
You always got to change things, eh?
Yeah.
It's got to go a little bit different than Locke. I can't agree with Locke.
Ever.
Ever. But I got to change something, though.
Hey, by the way, I can smell the candle now.
Oh, man. It's ruining my day. Like, it's awful.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
A lot of talk about Twitter right now. The layoffs are happening, the ones that he promised. He's laying off... What was it? Did I read that?
70% or 75% of their staff.
That's worldwide, too.
Yeah.
So mass layoffs today. It's obviously being bought by Elon Musk. There's a whole story behind why he ended up buying it. He made the offer the first time and then backed out. And then he's back in again because I think he thought that the legal issues revolving around backing out were going to be more expensive than actually just purchasing the damn thing.
So he bought it, went in there, fired everyone already, and now he's laying off the staff.
You said you were seeing stories online of people...
Employees, there was tweets, they're oddly enough using Twitter to show that they're being fired by Twitter. And they're like trying to log in, and it's saying like, your password was changed 1 hour ago, which is never good. Right, that's always a sign if you haven't been let go yet, when you go to get on your work email and you can't get on.
Here's the thing. Now, listen, Elon Musk is not a likable guy.
No.
I think that's been established. People just, they don't like him. And if he was likable at some point, that ship sailed. Because I never really...
It's kind of childish, hey?
Yeah.
Which I think rubs people the wrong way.
But the thing is, though, is the guy's a billionaire.
Richest man in the world.
You don't get a billionaire, but you become a billionaire by being a nice guy. Like, you have to...
What are you talking about? Bill Gates seems awesome.
You have to... Like, you know, he's cutting fat, as they say in the business, right? They're getting rid of people, and they're probably hiring new people that are less paid.
This seems a little less like cutting fat.
I think this seems more like he just spent $40 billion, and now he's like, we're going bare bones, because I'm not sinking any more money into this
thing. I also think that because this was such a contentious purchase, this whole process... He was called out by the employers.
They sent a letter to him, which is never a good idea. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I would have wanted to fire people,
too.
So
I'm sure he got that letter from the employees complaining.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right, we're starting fresh. We're getting rid of everyone. I'm bringing in my people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, eh.
Here's the thing. I'm not siding with Elon Musk. It is a little childish what he's doing, because it seems almost spiteful that he's just, okay, well, I'm just going to fire 75% of you then. You don't like me? I'm just going to fire everybody. Right? So it is, you're right, it is kind of childish.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think this is a prediction. I think he's going to make this thing profitable.
Oh, he probably will.
He probably will. Like, the whole idea, and everyone's making fun of him for the $8 for the blue checkmark thing. I think the way people are wired, I think that'll work.
Yeah, it might.
He might actually...
You want to be verified on Twitter, pay him $8 a month.
I'm thinking about it.
Are you? You're doing that just to make Dean mad, though, your co-host on your podcast.
There's a little bit of that. But if I get something from it, if I benefit from it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. He's saying that my tweets will be seen by more people.
That's a good thing.
Right into my arrogance.
The world needs more Lachlan.
95.7 Cruise FM.
This is Jeff. We're calling.
Hello?
It's the Locker Room.
Morning.
So you have an event coming up that we want to give you a little bit of help with, if we can. Rucksack March for Remembrance. Can you give us a breakdown on what this is, Jeff?
True story. It's a fundraising event for Wounded Warriors. It takes place at multiple sites across Canada this weekend, but we're more focusing on Edmonton.
Okay. Excellent. And you have a specific reason for being involved as well, though.
Yeah, for sure. The event started a couple, 6 years ago, and then it was more geared, or it seemed to me it was more geared towards military or veterans. And in 2018, the fall of 2018, I lost a good friend of mine to suicide, and that kind of steered me towards being more involved.
Firefighter, right? Friend of yours?
Yes, he was a firefighter. Lieutenant in Strathcona County.
Okay, and you're also a firefighter, right?
I am. I'm a firefighter in the city of Edmonton.
Okay. And you guys go through a lot of... It goes without saying.
Yeah, we do. And then I think one of the misconceptions about the mental illness part of it is that it doesn't necessarily have to be one event. Like, everybody wants to know about, you know, that one call that made you sick or that one call that bothers you, but for a lot of people, it's just whittling away. So it's a little thing here and there for over the years. And if you don't deal with it, then it becomes a bigger problem.
Yeah, I could totally appreciate that. And there's, if you're in a bigger city, too, you're in a market like Edmonton where you're getting called out on a fairly regular basis. And you're quite often, well, more often than not, you guys are the first ones on the scene. So you're seeing things that nobody wants to witness. And quite often, you guys are the ones responsible for cleaning up. I don't know what the term is. Like, making...
helping mitigate the problem, for sure.
Yeah.
One of the things that stereotypical answers you'll hear from a firefighter is like, oh, I want to help the public and I love to help people, and not just firefighters, like police or nurses or EMS as well. So you want to help, and that's a stereotypical thing, but the thing is, I don't know what the percentage would be, like even if you said like 80% of the time, if people are having their worst day, like nobody wants to be in a motor vehicle accident. Nobody wants to be in a fire.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's when we get called out.
Yeah.
And with EMS and HS strapped like they are, we are on scene for longer times now, so it's dealing with not just the patient, but it's a family that's struggling because, you know, where's the ambulance, where's the help, why aren't you guys doing more?
Yeah, absolutely, I can see it totally makes sense, and what you guys have had to go through over the last couple of years just made your lives even more difficult. Jeff, Rucksack March for Remembrance, can you give us a timeline, and then we'll send people to your webpage so they can donate?
Oh, that'd be awesome. So in Edmonton here, it's taking place on Sunday. We're gathering at the Rundle Family Center at 9 a.m. and then we set off at 10. It's a 22-kilometer walk through the river valley. We're suggested to carry at least 22 kilos as well, and that's more of a representation of the weight that people that are dealing with mental illness are carrying every day.
Okay.
So that takes place on Sunday, 10 a.m. And if people would want to come out, and just even things are...
Life is busy. Yeah.
Life is busy and things are expensive these days, but just to have people out and show their support, like that's part of it as well. Like create awareness and create, like, essentially the sad part is we are crowdfunding for mental health.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, just to have people out and show them that they aren't struggling alone, is huge. You can't buy that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Now, where can people donate? There's specifically a site for donations too, right?
So if they go to Ruck, R-U-C-K, for the number 4, R-E-M, .ca.
Yeah.
And then they can search out anybody on there. Like, to be perfectly honest, all the money goes to Wounded Warriors, so it doesn't matter if you just pick a team or pick an individual and donate to them. That's greatly appreciated.
But if we're looking for you, it's Jeff Redman, right?
Redman, for sure.
Okay. Listen, I appreciate your time today, and good luck with the event this weekend, okay? Thank you for reaching out.
Thanks so much, Lachlan.
Thank
you.
I'm glad we could help in some small way here.
Totally appreciate it. Have a great day.
You're in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
If I could turn back time.
I do a way better share than you two.
If I could turn back time.
Not bad, Grant. Not bad. Mine's better. You got to be more throaty.
I guess, yeah. That was Jimmy.
Good work, Jimmy.
Nice one, Jimmy.
So Cher is dating somebody. I was trying to do the math on that.
So Cher is 76.
Okay.
Her new alleged boyfriend is 36.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
That is, what, 40-year difference?
40s.
Yeah.
40.
She was spotted with...
She's more than twice as old as he is. She still looks good. I mean, obviously, there's probably been some help there. But that doesn't mean that she can't...
Alexander Edwards is his name. He used to date Amber Rose, who's a model. She dated Kanye West famously for a while.
Yeah. Is she the one that accused Harvey Weinstein? Is she known for that, too?
I don't know.
Amber Rose? I think she's one of Harvey Weinstein's accusers, too. Anyway, that's not important. The Cher thing, she's done this before. Like, she's...
So I was looking it up, trying to find, like, who she dated, and they actually called her the original cougar.
Yeah.
So
this is not a new thing for Cher. She's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, she has dated younger men.
Name some of them. Jimmy, don't you remember? Like, wasn't there...
She dated Gene Simmons. I forgot about that.
I'm trying to remember. There was another situation where she dated...
Val Kilmer.
No, it's John Travolta.
Was she with John Travolta?
She dated John Travolta.
So this story
when he was just a kid.
She dated Val Kilmer when he was a kid. Like he's about the same age as them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Cruise, she used to get with.
Okay.
She was 39. He was 23 at the time.
See, this is an ongoing thing for her.
Yeah.
She's always liked the younger boys.
She has, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I might be wrong on the John Travolta thing, but I have a memory. Or maybe she just... What is it called? Is she a sugar mama? There's a name for this.
These guys all have money themselves. So she would be just a cougar. I think she'd be down at the gas pump with Jimmy back in the day.
The purple onion.
But I think she can get away with it.
Listen, I'm applauding it. If anything, you need to celebrate this.
It's kind of that old, like, double standard, right?
Yeah.
Where there's a 40-year difference between her and her new boyfriend. We're like, go get it, Cher. But if it was flipped around, anytime it's flipped around, we're like, oh, that's disgusting.
But is that changing, though? Some people aren't really that as judgy anymore about it because it's so prevalent.
No, I don't think that's a thing. I think it's still pretty judged. If anybody, there's any age separation at all between men and women, it's always judged quite harshly.
I can't find anything about
John, no?
John Travolta, no.
Maybe I'm making that up.
You might be, yeah.
You made something up that's new.
There's a story.
She does say Tom Cruise was one of her best lovers, though.
Really?
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. All right. So the crazy thing works on both sides of the gender, too, eh?
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Not that we need to prove a point, but Grant brought up the difference in sort of judgment when you have somebody like Cher dating somebody that's like half her age.
Yeah, she's 76. Like, her boyfriend's 36.
You go, girl. You
get it. Yeah.
Woo.
But
get on it.
If that's flipped.
Yeah.
And you got somebody way older dating a girl way younger. It's.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like a. Yeah.
And somebody did suggest a scenario that might be something that we could judge. Right?
I'm going to judge him for this, though.
Okay. And it's Billy Ray Cyrus?
Billy Ray Cyrus is apparently engaged to a 20-year-old girl that he met on the set of his daughter's show, Hannah Montana.
Here we go, everybody!
But the thing is he's 61 and she's in her 20s.
She's 20.
She's younger than his daughter.
They met on her show. She would have been like... 7 when they met. That show hasn't been on the air for how many years?
It's been a long time.
That's...
Even apparently
that's
mildly.
Changeable.
I'm disgusted by your guys' judgment, to be honest with you. Maybe they're really in love.
Apparently Miley has cut off all ties with Billy Ray.
What?
Because
so this
she's
is impacting
so
the-
disgusted by it.
I didn't know that.
He's trying to get over his achy, breaky heart, I guess. He's doing it the wrong way.
You brought up a funny and interesting scenario. Just wrap your head around this. So,
yeah.
Okay, I'm 52. I've got a couple of daughters in their 20s, right? Mm-hmm. My oldest is 25. My youngest is 23. They're gone. One's in Toronto. One's in Vancouver. And you said, so Deborah dies in a... You were very specific.
I just said, let's say Deb dies in a train accident.
Horrible.
How do you think your daughters would react if you started dating one of their friends or work colleagues?
Somebody my daughter waited tables with at Earl's.
Yeah.
Or all of a sudden
there's Locke picking her up from work.
I see. This is why we judge. This is because it's wrong.
We put ourselves
that's
in those
wrong.
Situations.
And like, Cher, you're fine.
You can do it.
But you can do it. You can date someone younger than your kids, but as soon as Billy Ray Cyrus steps out...
Dates a 20-year-old girl named Fire Rose.
From Hannah Montana, from the cast of Hannah Montana.
We would judge you, Locke. Yeah.
Brian Rode is the Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Ski Marmot Basin.
Good morning.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing really well.
Thank you for the invite the other night. That was a great night.
Yeah, it was good to see you guys.
You guys brought winter. Your event was called Welcome to Winter, and we got our first big snowstorm of the year, so well done.
Yeah, no, we don't fool around here.
Yeah.
Not at all.
A couple of things.
You know, Jasper is Edmonton's Rocky Mountain playground, so we do our best to make sure we know it's winter here and there.
Quite a few things came out of this meeting, this presentation. So we'll talk about a few of them. The new quad chair for the knob, which I think a lot of people are going to be, it's not this season, but it's going to be next season, right, Brian?
Yeah, next season. So we're just going through the last, machinations with Parks Canada, who we work with real closely on this to get the permitting process in place. But, you know, we fully expect everything is going to come together here over the next few weeks because we've ordered the chairlift and we're going to install it over the summer of 2023. And this is going to be a beautiful lift. It's a Doppelmayr quad chair. It's got a conveyor on it, which means that helps you load. We can run the chair quite a bit faster than the old knob. It's going to be way more comfortable. It's going up to a higher location on the peak. It's going up to we call the second rock band. So it's going to provide access to a lot more terrain. Yeah, it's going to be just awesome.
You also announced the Mountain Collective. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, that's a new program for this year. We're really excited about that. So Marmot Basin has joined the Mountain Collective, and this is a multi-area ski season pass program. So perfect for people who like to ski a number of different ski areas in the season. So there's 25 resorts worldwide, most of which are in U.S. and Canada. You buy the pass now. It's on special for a few more weeks for $6.99, and then you get 2 free days at all the different resorts.
Once
your 2 free days are over, then you get half price at each of these resorts. So, you know, in Canada, for an Edmontonian, you get 2 free days at Marmot, Sunshine, Lake Louise, Revelstoke, Sun Peaks, and Panorama, and then some real, kind of bucket list resorts in the U.S. as well, such as Aspen, Alta, Snowbird, and on. So it's super good deal for people who like to ski around.
But you wouldn't have to actually use it much to make it pay off. Like, you don't have to travel all around the world to have it impact you.
No. I mean, even, you know, Albertans who just say, look, I like to stay in Alberta. I mean, we do have the Rockies. We kind of own those right here at Marmot and down to our friends down south in the Banff area.
Yeah.
So you can ski Banff and Jasper to your heart's content, get 6 free days at those 3 resorts, and then pay half price
after that.
So, yeah, it's good. And, you know, a lot of people buy the Marmot Escape Card. It's only $89, and you get half price every day at Marmot. But again, you know, if you like skiing, you know, a few different areas, then the Mountain Collective is a really good option.
Hit the Marmot webpage for more information on that. We'll touch on the parking thing quickly, too, Brian, because you guys have added a bunch of parking.
Yeah, we added 300 stalls this summer, and, you know, the Marmot parking system is really good. People know about it. They can park and ski to and from their car. That's why we have so many people that enjoy tailgating. Super convenient. You don't have to walk, the parking lot, walk across a long parking lot to get to the slopes. But, you know, the last few years, what has happened with COVID is less people per vehicle, so we ended up with more cars coming up on the mountain. So we recognized pretty quickly we should expand our parking lot. So we invested a bunch of money this summer. It was several months to do that project. And now we've got 300 extra stalls. So that should alleviate our parking issue 100% going into this season.
Now I don't have to leave downtown Jasper at 4 o'clock in the morning to get a parking spot.
Right.
And this is what was happening is everybody was coming up earlier and earlier and earlier to try and secure a parking spot. So now we've taken that pressure away from people. You know, make your way up here at your convenience and leisure, and we'll have a spot for you.
Nice. Brian, we always appreciate our time with you, and we look forward to seeing you at some point this winter up at Marmot. Maybe Jasper in January is the next time we'll chat.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I should add, we're opening on November 10th, and we're not just opening with a few runs in the lower area. We've got so much snow that came over the last week, and then the forecast for the next couple days is snow.
Nice.
So we'll have our updated on our website how many runs we're going to have open here. I mean, it won't be the whole area, but we're not opening with just a few runs. You're going to have a really good variety and choice here on November 10th.
Thanks again, Brian.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast, your official MMA show. A midget, millennial, and an asshole.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.